I'm here with Rippy and the Silliettes. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
On Saturday, August 3rd, you're going to be performing at the Ancient Way Music Festival. About what time do you think you'll be on? This goes from 4 till 8.
Oh, we're actually playing at 4. Yeah, we'll be starting starting Get Out. Then we have Matt Kolak and Stuck in California, Higher Ground Bluegrass. I listened to all their songs that they had. They're like really, really good.
So we have your latest CD here. Of the songs that you've performed, including those that you've written, what are your favorites?
I'm going to say my favorite song I've written so far would be One in a Million, because every time we play afterwards, people just start clapping and it just makes me feel happy. And the other song that I like playing would be Diana, because it's like an old cover. And every time I play it, people always look shocked at me, like, are you really playing Diana? Because it's like an old song from like the 60s or 50s. And those two are mainly my favorite to play.
Lily and Lola, what other creative endeavors are you involved with?
Well, lately, our dad's trying to teach us how to box, boxing.
Punching bags and things like that?
No, we don't have a punching bag or anything. We have those things that you put in your hands, so you punch the hand like.
Oh, the padded gloves.
Yeah, we have those.
So Rippy, how long have you been a boxer?
Well, I boxed a little when I was in the Marine Corps when I was younger, and I thought, hey, let me teach my daughters. There was a class that we had seen with women's self-defense, and that was one of the things I thought, what they were teaching in the class, I thought, well, hey, that's exactly what we were doing when I was about 20 years younger. So I thought, let me teach my daughters, and I bought the padded sparring gloves, and so I have them about twice a week. We've been doing that. Really, I think it's a good stress reliever for both of them, and even for myself, being punched in the hands and having them learn combination punches and things like that. And I think it's a really good workout, because we're all sweating at the end of each session that we do.
Yeah, plus I really suggest that like girls out there, I really suggest like they learn how to punch, like just in case it comes in handy a little bit later.
For defense.
Yeah, for self-defense.
It's probably good to have an alternative to throwing your drum on top of somebody if they come towards you. Lola, how do you like percussion?
It makes me focus on what I'm going to be doing before I play, and it makes me happy.
And how would you compare hitting the drum with punching the bag?
You're keeping a beat.
Yeah, so do you ever keep a beat when you're punching the hand bags?
Yeah.
What do you call those things, Rippy? I have no idea.
I don't know. I call them sparring gloves.
Or targets. Have you been writing anymore?
Oh, yes, I have. I recently wrote this new song that, every time, I guess our last gig was at the Broken Brew, and we played that, my new song that I recently wrote. It's called Grand View.
You don't have your instruments in here. We're just talking. But what sort of themes do you lean toward when you're writing?
More like indie, because when I was growing up, my mom, because every time she would take a shower, she had, the speaker, in the bathroom. It was really loud. You could, hear it. Then, she'll play, indie music that I really, really enjoy. Because I remember growing up, I still listen to, Vampire Weekend, Kate Nash, Modest Mouse. And she would always, listen to those songs a lot. I just really like those songs. So I kind of thought, because it's a different vibe from, all the different genres I ever heard. And I like to stick to that and spread it with people.
Pretty much Lily writes the melody, the lyrics, and pretty much the whole song. And then Lola sits down and she'll collaborate with the both of us and say, will this beat work? And sometimes we say, no, that's not going to work. But majority of the time she's coming up with really cool beats. Like the newest song that Lily had written, Grandview, we played it for the first time at the Pork and Brew Festival in Rio Rancho. And so Lola has a cowbell that she uses at the intro of the song, and at the beginning of the song and at the end of the song. And it was kind of funny to see a lot of the people that were there at the Pork and Brew Festival. Some people that were just walking by, they stopped and they thought, look at this little girl hitting the cowbell. And I thought that was really cool that Lola has recently just been putting a lot of drum rolls into the music. Even the older music that we had written, there's a lot of drum rolls and drum fills that she has that... I bought her this little tiny bell, and she's like, ding, 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 ding. She hits it like for a little roll, like a drum roll. And it's, just watching her progress from when she was 9 years old, and now she's going to be 13 this coming November. But watching her from 9 years old until now, just keeping the basic 1, 2, 3, 4 beat to, really making the beats her own. I think it's... And it's kind of funny because when we sit and we listen and we'll hear like a band on the radio and we say, hey, look, Lola, he's doing the, like there's a, some drummers we hear, they have that little vibe that Lola has. And I think that's really cool.
So Lola, have you ever seen that video clip of that Saturday Night Live sketch with Will Ferrell playing the cowbell?
No.
Yeah, I think a few people had mentioned that video to us, and they said, yeah, you have to show this to Lola because she's been using a lot of cowbell lately.
Well, because the thing that people keep remembering about that had Will Ferrell, who you may have seen in some movies, he was in the band playing the cowbell, and Christopher Walken, who's this old actor that people might remember, was world-famous producer Bruce Dickinson, and he would say, I need more cowbell.
He's a guy from Jersey Boys.
You know, hitting drums, beating drums, just like boxing, that can use up a lot of energy, can't it, Lola?
Yeah.
Do you get tired after you've been beating the drums so long?
Yeah, I do.
You have to building your arm strength and things, huh?
Yes.
Well, so the boxing will probably help with that. As for you, Lily, you're working your brain a lot with all that writing. And with the ukulele, does that get your fingers kind of worked up, kind of tired?
It sometimes does because my fingers, I guess when I first started playing ukulele, my fingers would get tired easily because I wasn't used to like hitting the strings kind of hard. But when I'm playing out there, like when I'm just on stage, like just standing, it wears me out too. And especially like because of straps. Because on the guitar, there's, like, the strap, and it goes around your shoulder. So so when you put it on the shoulder, it actually does get kind of sore right there sometimes. Because even just standing there, it's, like, you're sweating, and you're kind of moving around at the same time, trying to remember the lyrics, but it is kind of tiring sometimes.
Have you guys had any groupies yet? People that want to follow you and help pack your bags and stuff?
Yeah, it's kind of fun. There was a kids' fest that we had played not too long ago. And as we were getting ready to load up, a bunch of kids had come out. And, yeah, they just started picking things up and helping us unload our gear. And most venues we play, we always have a lot of people coming up asking, hey, do you guys want us to help us move some of your equipment? And, we've always been used to saying no, but lately I tell the girls, hey, either we're going to do this in 12 trips or we can just do it in one. So we always welcome the help.
Yeah.
Well, we're looking forward to the Ancient Way Music Festival. Lineup includes Higher Ground Bluegrass, Rippy and the Sillyettes, who I think you're opening, right?
Yeah, we're opening up.
And then Matt Kulick, and Stuck in California. They're going to have some food, beverages on hand, burgers. It'll be taking place Saturday, August 3rd from 4 until 8 in the evening at the Old School Gallery, which is about 1 mile east of El Moro National Monument on Highway 53. That's east of Rayma and way east of Zuni, about an hour's drive southeast of Gallup, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Is there anything else you might like to share with KGLP listeners today?
Yes. So at the Ancient Way Music Festival, there are going to be some vendors out there that will be like selling burgers, food, and
and some art.
Yeah, like art.
Yeah, this is our second year playing the Ancient Way Music Festival. The first year we got to play it, we had a nice storm roll right through.
Yeah.
Right at the end of our set. You remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. We just seen a big wall of rain coming. That's the thing I love about New Mexico is a lot of the times you could just see that wall of rain coming towards you. And the first year we played the Ancient Way Music Festival, that we seen that wall of rain just approaching us, and everyone grabbed their things up, and yeah, and I mean the rain had come through, and we finished our set, and yeah, there was a lot of vendors out there. I mean, everyone selling
like lotions.
We bought some goat's milk lotion out there.
You know, the goat's milk lotion is really good for your skin too. I remember when we went out there, I didn't know what goat's milk lotion was, and when I tried it, it makes your skin really like really really soft. It doesn't make it dry. And when we went out there the first year, there was people selling organic eggs, organic fruit and vegetables. Yeah, there's, like, a bunch of things that they usually have out there.
That wall of rain idea, that sounds like a lyric. Does that give you an idea for a song?
Yeah.
Rippy and the Silhouettes here with me. They're going to be out at Ancient Wave Music Festival. For more information, you can call 505-369-4047. That's 505-369-4047. And if people want to follow up on what is happening with the Silhouettes, you want to share your information?
Yes, you can follow us on Facebook and YouTube and Reverb Nation.
And what should they search for?
Just put Rippy and the Silhouettes.
Okay, Rippy and the Silhouettes. And that's SILLYETTES. And that's kind of a play on the Silhouettes, a famous 50s, 60s R&B group, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, because when we first originally started our band, we were going to call ourselves the Silhouettes. And I remember one day our dad got, I don't know what we're doing outside the yard, but I guess he calls like silly geese, and Lowell had the idea of calling it silly, and she's like, that's it, silly. So we took the silo out and we put Silhouettes.
Well, good job, Lola.
Thank you.
Lola, you seem like you're very introspective. You don't, like, you know, really talk a lot, but what gets you interested in things? What are you passionate about? What gets you excited?
When we get paid for some gigs.
When you get some money.
Yeah.
When you get some money.
I like when people cheer for us too.
Okay, well, I'm sure there'll be some cheering.
And she's good with the money that she gets. One of her teachers had come up to me and says, "You know what, Rippy, you don't need to be buying the whole class snacks throughout the school year." And I'm like, "I'm not buying them." I'm like, "Lola's buying it. She makes her own money, and I let her spend it the way she wants to." So she does take some snacks to school for her fellow classmates.
Yeah.
Well, again, congratulations on everything you've been doing. I hope that things go very well out at the Ancient Way Music Festival. And thank you again for coming by.
Yes, thank you, Rachel. And yeah, we're super excited for the Ancient Way Music Festival.
I'm really excited to go back to just get the goat's milk lotion again.
Okay, here's to the goat's milk lotion.